Chapter 2. How important is beauty? If Peter Backus's story has persuaded you to be a bit more flexible in your criteria, your next step is to figure out how to attract the object of your desire. Choosing a partner is one of the most important decisions you'll make in your lifetime. So much of your future happiness rests on whom you pick to settle down with. And there are surely a number of things that we'd all like to find in a partner: a willingness to compromise, an ability to provide for you and your family, someone who's warm and forgiving and supportive. But if these are the really important traits, have you ever wondered why we're all so obsessed with how hot a person is? Plump lips and big biceps might be nice to look at now, but they won't be much help at 4 o'clock in the morning when your baby's diaper needs changing, or in 60 years' time when your catheter bag needs replacing. And yet, we've been preoccupied by beauty since the dawn of civilization. Is it possible that people in every society have tricked themselves into thinking that something as frivolous and transient as beauty is what's most important? Or, given how pervasive the theme of beauty has been throughout history, perhaps there's something more subtle at play? Scientists, mathematicians, and psychologists have dedicated considerable brain power over the centuries to the pursuit of defining the elusive essence of beauty. Although many of these ideas are based more in science than mathematics, it's worth knowing what you're up against in the fight for affection, and why beauty does go more than skin deep. But I wouldn't quite advocate running out and buying yourself a new face just yet. Later in the chapter, we'll discuss how we can exploit the rules of human perception to make ourselves more attractive without going under the knife. A universal rule of beauty. Hot or not debates are only interesting because people see beauty differently. But there are a lucky few, mainly in Hollywood, whose faces are so beautiful they seem to be able to unite opinion on their looks. There must be some basic criteria that we can all agree on. And if we all subconsciously understand these rules, it should be easy to define what it is that makes those faces stand out. Some people believe that we've already arrived at the definitive answer to what makes a person beautiful, and claim that it lies in a mathematical concept called the golden ratio. If you haven't heard of the golden ratio, it's an irrational number approximately equal to 1.618033399, and so on, and usually denoted by the Greek letter phi. Its definition comes from geometry.